This week, we're revisiting some of the fun, creative distractions from the news that we featured on the show over the last year.
And today, we're going to listen back to some of the more musical moments. First, our co-host, Juana Summers, and I learned about a kitchen playlist that kind of blew our minds.
Noah Conk is a designer based in San Francisco, and to share his recipe for kimchi fried rice, he put together a 3-hour-long, 51-song playlist, with each song title describing a specific ingredient, measurement, or instruction.
I basically went through searching for the word that I needed or a combination of words.
The first word he needed, and the place most recipes start, was a song called Ingredients. I just found out a
new ingredient. Then there's a song called Three.
Next, a tune called Tablespoons.
And then Unsalted Butter. Unsalted
Butter. 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter. You get, or maybe you taste the idea now?
Conk says he picked kimchi fried rice because it is a favorite comfort food of his.
Growing up, I never really ate too much Korean food because I'm an adoptee.
But that changed in college.
That was my opportunity of meeting other Korean, what we call Korean people.
Now, the original playlist did not include the song Butter by South Korean boy band BTS. Smooth like
butter, like a criminal. I realized, I was like, how could I forget the butter song, like in a kimchi fried rice recipe playlist?
He's since updated that playlist to correct that oversight.
After the songs top off
with
sesame seeds, the playlist ends with the song Winner's Circle by Anderson .Paak.
You made it to the end and you're in the winner's circle. You're part of this collective of people who can make kimchi fried rice from a playlist. And it's also like a subtle nod to Anderson .Paak being Korean.
So if you're looking for a kitchen project this weekend, maybe ditch those cookbooks and just turn up the music.
For decades, companies have also made playlists for shopping. Guest host Adrian Florido and I went through one man's quest to fill a gap in retail playlist history. It was the blistering summer of 1992 in Dallas, Texas. Michael Bice had just graduated from college and he needed a job. He saw an ad in the paper for his local Gap store.
You know, it was just seasonal sales. I needed something.
Bice got the job, but he found something unexpected when he started.
That very first day, immediately I was hit with the music. Rosala, Love Breakdown. That was the one that got me.
Bice is talking about the music that was playing over the speakers of that Dallas Gap store as the customers shopped. He had an ear for music. He was a DJ in college. But this carefully crafted mix of music was like nothing he'd heard before.
You know, classic R&B, and then it's followed by modern pop song, and then followed by acid jazz, and then trip hop or something.
That music opened up Bice's world. And that first job turned into 15 years at Gap.
And so it's like I found a career, but I probably wouldn't have stayed if it hadn't been as fun being there and listening. I still have some of the best memories being in that store and learning how to do it all on my own. And the music brings all of it up.
Bice would collect the paper playlists that were posted in his break room each month and in Gap break rooms all across the country. The mixes were curated by an outside company Gap had hired.
But to Bice, they were special, not only because the music was good, they also represented what was happening beyond the doors of Gap stores.
The tapes did seem to reflect what was going on in the country. There was a lot of experimentation at the beginning of the 90s. Then you could, I mean, literally feel the change. And September 11th, 2001, it was very, very somber. And, you know, that's how the country was. We felt it.
A career change and a move meant he lost that stash of lists until 2010, when he found,
in the flap of a folder, there are about 24 Gap playlists.
The hunt was on. Bice wanted to find every playlist from his years at Gap, 1992 to 2006. He started a blog where he posted the playlists he found and some that he simply remembered.
In January of 2017, I had an email from a guy in California, and he said, I think I have what you need.
That former employee had playlists from 1993 through 2000, and the responses are still rolling in. Spice only has a few incomplete years of music left to find.
It's almost like doing a service because I have so many people tell me how much they enjoy it. And so, you know, even if I find 100% of everything I want, I'm always going to continue doing this.
All right, finally, let's revisit another memorable music moment. And anyone who has spent time with Elsa will understand why this was one of your favorites, Elsa. You just love to talk about, well, you know what? Let's just listen. You can say basically anything to a smart speaker. You can tell it to set an alarm.
Alarm set for 8:30 a.m. tomorrow.
You can ask it what the weather will be.
You can expect a high of 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Or you can even ask it something, you know, really, really silly.
Alexa, play poop.
That is BuzzFeed reporter Katie Natopoulos. Her 5-year-old son recently discovered that if you tell the smart speaker to play poopy diaper, it will do just that.
I got a poopy diaper.
I mean, I laughed hysterically. That song is called Poopy Diaper. It's really, like, serious musically.
Natopoulos found that there are actually a whole bunch of musicians making poop-themed songs. And although there's no way to prove it, she's pretty sure she knows who their most avid listeners are. Children yelling potty words at smart speakers.
Everyone loves poop, whether they admit it or not. Luckily, young people are young enough to not be ashamed to admit it.
Well, Matt Farley is one of those musicians who loves poop. He learned that making songs with nonsensical lyrics about bodily functions was a recipe for success.
The poop song was literally me on the piano singing the word poop for a minute and a half.
Oh, poop! Poop, 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 poop.
Natopoulos says musicians making poop songs got a big boost in streams once more people started buying Amazon's Alexa smart speaker.
90% of their plays was coming from Amazon Music. That's the clear link that this is being driven by Alexa rather than someone going into Spotify and typing in the words poop.
Musician Matt Farley says in at least one case, families even want to hear poop songs live. Like one couple who brought their 3-year-old son to a recent show.
Specifically because he's a fan of my song Poop Into a Wormhole. Everyone's having a grand old time singing poop, poop, poop into a wormhole.
If you want to find more of Matt Farley's music, just ask Alexa.
Hey Alexa, turn it up.
Yeah.